Well, good morning. Hello. 6:05 a.m. on May the 28th, 2025. You're on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Once more into the fray. Let's see how this works. See if I can get this into my pocket before I lose it. 50 degrees, fog. I can't tell what kind of sky conditions are above the fog. The visibility here is about, I want to say it's about 200, 300 yards. It's certainly, it's less than a quarter mile. When I was starting the long western reach, I couldn't see, it's about a half a mile, I couldn't see halfway. I couldn't, it was just fog. It's a wet, it's not cold. I dressed for 40, apparently, because I'm certainly warm enough. It's, you know, it's 50 degrees. Sun is allegedly up. I'm guessing, given the light level, it probably is. It was supposed to have been up half hour ago. Well, 20 minutes ago. Sound is doing funny things this morning. I must have really been pushing because my legs are tired. Either that or I haven't walked enough, so my legs are out of shape. Six of one, half dozen of the other. Potato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off. Anyway. Baking. Where to begin? The bread is coming along. The overnight in the fridge technique has given me a much more complex flavor profile. It's hard to really get into what, how it's different, because I just don't have the taste buds anymore. But it's much more satisfying. It's a little richer. It's more than just bread. And I'm here for it. I had to make the last loaf in the afternoon the other day because we had soup for dinner one night. We had beef stew, and that needed bread, and everybody had bread. And so my timing got off. I had to bake quick rather than good. That's okay. The bagels, I tried bagels. Bagels, I think I talked about it the last time I was here. Anyway, the bagels were not exactly a big hit, but they weren't terrible. They were a good first step, let's put it that way. I've learned a lot about bagels since then. I'm ready to try again. I also need to do something about sandwiches. I like a good sandwich, but I don't have the bread. The homemade bread is too dense, and it's just too much of it. Even cutting a single slice in half, it's and making like half a sandwich. It's like, wow, it's a lot of bread. So I gotta learn how to do something like torpedo rolls or something. I know Evan does hamburger buns. Buns sound like fun. Buns sound good. I think the key is the fat. I don't put any fat in my bread. It's just four things: salt, water, yeast, and flour. How can I be walking in fog and have dry mouth? I mean, it just doesn't seem fair. With her little dog up ahead of me. Morning doves cooing off in the distance. Now that I'm away from West 20th, it's a little quieter. Oh good, she's going down to this cul-de-sac, good. So I thought I'd missed the iris garden. I was really worried that I had missed the iris garden this year. And the front yard of that place is just gorgeous. Shades of purple, blue. It's hard to get a picture of it. Maybe tomorrow the sun will be out. And maybe tomorrow I'll be out, and if we're both out, maybe we can get a picture. I don't know. Let's see. Certainly quiet this morning. Holy cow. This is Wednesday. I've got a taxi duty this afternoon, midday. I'll reschedule because of Memorial Day holiday. It's usually Thursday afternoon. But I get it this afternoon, so I'll do it this afternoon. So I've been reading Michael Chatfield all this time. Now, that's not true. I took 2 days off and did a beta read for a fellow author. I wish them well. The story is pretty good. Prologue is superfluous. The third of the story that was done seems pretty solid. It's a solid book. Should be a solid story, assuming the arc closes. They thought that this might be a good novella. It's like, I'm the wrong person to ask about novellas. Novellas are right down there in terms of things I don't like to read. Right there with short stories. Anything shorter than a novel, actually. Let's be frank. But as a novella, it didn't stand up. It didn't have enough arc. It didn't come to a conclusion. And even as a novella is part of a series, it didn't come to a conclusion. It came to a cliff and just didn't quite step off. No, it stepped off the edge. So, yeah, if that was a book that ended that way and I read it, then that author would be pretty much dead to me. I don't do that. That roof down. Interesting. Okay. So I'm in my single player and in Shrouded, I've taken over a spot in the middle of the map that's got two buildings, an inn and a barn across the street, across the road. And they put so much new stuff in the game. They did a release, I want to say, was it just last week? Oh, jeez, I can't seem possible. Must have been a week before. Yeah, I think it was a week before. And while the game I'm playing with my wife, We took over a town to rebuild. Come on, Bonnie, get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. Very soggy. Monk post. The town is coming together finally. It's coming together nicely. I had to put walls around it to keep the wandering patrols out of it at night. Because there's nothing worse than traveling back to your base in the middle of town, battered, beaten, chewed up, needing to resupply, heal up, only to run into a pack of 5 to 7 people who just want to kill you. And when you respawn, with them again. So, yeah, I put up walls. Put in little gates. It came out good. We've rebuilt the outbuildings. It's quite effective as its own little town. The big garden and all of the craftspeople have dedicated spaces around the town. And yeah, there's a little more running around, but the storage is consolidated in one place. And so whenever we need to dump something off or look something up or pick up a couple of pieces or something like that, we just go to one place and the material is all there. And then if we need to make something, then we go to the appropriate area and converse with the tradesmen and women. So it's coming together. We're not even a third of the way through the game yet. Not surprising given that it's only been like 10 days. Or perhaps surprising because it seems like that's all we've been doing for the last 10 days. That said, before I got my brain eaten by and shrouded, I actually dragged out again my Word Sprint spreadsheet. And did a couple of solid hours then didn't go back. I have to stop that. I have to stop. This book is important. I need to get it out. It's important to me to get it out, let's put it that way. Fellow walker here this morning. What's the coach? Haven't seen him in a long time. Good morning. I'm good. I got to start getting out this time of day again. It's going to be too hot to walk later in the day.
Yeah, it's
Before,
beautiful today, isn't
it's
it?
beautiful. It's lovely.
Yeah. And we'll take any moisture
Aim.
in this form.
Amen.
Have a
Amen.
good day.
You too. Coach. Yeah. I really, really, really need to be walking. This early in the day, I really need to be writing. If I go back to the old question, how did it make you feel when you did it for fun? The motivation, meditation on, well, from headspace, but it was aimed at sports. Asportius. It was aimed at sports, but it really works for pretty much anything. And how did it make you feel when you did it for fun? And that 2 hours that I did the other day, however long ago that was right now, that was fun. That was fun. And looking at how I used to write back in the day when I used to write all the time, more than just a little positive thought in the morning and a three-line haiku. Week 128, by the way. I've got so many haiku. Some of them are bad. I think some of them are pretty good. I don't know what to do with them. I just leave them in a folder. But I used to write before work, when I still had a day job, when it really was just for fun, because I wasn't, I'm sorry. I had to get it written fast so that I could record it, so I could post it, so I could write the next one, cetera, et cetera. That's the beauty of an established series. The series has an arc, and following the arc of the series is the answer to me, that's the answer. I need to have a what happens next. I need to have, oh, look, the wild rye is growing too. Yes, it's coming along nicely. Little bladed wheatgrass, or crested wheatgrass, I guess. But I used to get up at like 4 o'clock, like I did this morning, and right before I went to work. And then I'd come home and write for an hour or so to in the evening. And that was the only time I had to write, so I had to write then. And now I'm caught in that I can write anytime, so I don't write. Oh, I can do that later. I can do that later. And then later becomes tomorrow, and eventually later becomes next week, and then I'm left thinking, what the hell happened? Where did that go? It's supposed to happen all the time, not it could happen anytime, and it's not happening anytime. The tuxedo tabby sitting in the grass here. Like, I can't see him. He's watching me go by. And his little white bib, in this light, his little white bib shows up so much. That's like a little beacon. Willow sister is looking willowy this morning. Green. Everything is green, green, green. Yellow. Now there's a flowering crab or dogwood. I don't know. Some white flowers. Either. Late, probably. It's away from the sprinkler, so it probably didn't get enough water first. It's had enough. We've had rain or fog, rain and fog, drizzle, water anywhere, falling from the sky for days and days and days, which honestly I'm here for, but it was impossible, clearly impossible for me to get out and walk when the weather was just like, yuck. But the fog, and I didn't have water standing in my backyard this morning, so it wasn't actually raining, so I figured, well, you're not going to walk now. When? So, when was now? Or 40-odd minutes ago. And it worked. Look, here I am. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow? Well, tomorrow's another day. But with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.